What is your definition of identity?
It's the way a person looks and feels about themselves, meaning they don't care about what the media thinks. You have to have the perfect face and the perfect body shape.
So you do think that media is a big part of how people find their identity?
Yes. Take a look at what you call the Victoria's Secret angel models. Some girls may want to be like, oh, why can't I be that skinny and why can't I have such a beautiful face like that? But if you look at this new campaign that's going out called hashtag I'm No Angel by Lane Bryant, it is more so like the big girls curve. They don't really care much about beauty because they just love themselves the way they are. They don't define themselves by what the media says. Society tells girls if you need to look a certain way, and then you'll be beautiful. But sometimes, like, it's not all just about the looks, but about how the person thinks, feels, acts. It's all about personality, too.
What do you feel is the most interesting thing about yourself?
I have a unique passion for food.
Oh my gosh. Why is that interesting?
I love food too much, and to give it all up and try to be tone fit and skinny and have like a Victoria's Secret model body, I just can't see myself being that way. Senior picture day, nobody ever has seen me get a weave in my hair and have like full hair, long curls, makeup on. I never really did any of that stuff. So when I came to school and my friends just look at me like, who are you? And then this one boy, he came up to me and said, you look better. And I asked him like, what do you mean I look better? And it kind of made me feel like, are you trying to tell me that before when I did